This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It looks like a murder mystery is unfolding in Colorado Springs. A woman was thrown from a moving car yesterday just before 3 o'clock near Bingo World on South Academy and Airport. KRDO's Annabelle Childers has more.
According to Colorado Springs Police, officers arrived at around 2:45 yesterday afternoon to Bingo World. Despite their efforts, police say medical personnel were not able to save her. Today, I spoke with the owner of the bingo hall over the phone, and I could hear the emotion in his voice. He says the victim was one of his employees, and he came to the scene when he heard what happened. He tells us security cameras on the building captured the altercation, and he did turn that footage over to police. Inside the bingo hall today are many regulars who were here when this parking lot turned into a crime scene. They say all of this is a lot to process and understandably very scary as they want to find out how this woman died. Right now, the El Paso County coroner is working to positively identify the victim with forensic evidence. Reporting here in Southeast Colorado Springs, I'm Annabelle Childers with KRDO 13.
And just seconds ago, we learned that an arrest has been made in that murder. We'll have more details for you a little bit later on here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Today in federal court, John and Carrie Holford, the owners of the Return to Nature Funeral Home, pleaded not guilty to 15 counts of federal fraud-related charges. A federal judge also ordered that Carrie be let out of federal custody, while John will remain in federal custody. In a lengthy court session lasting nearly 2 hours, the U.S. government argued that John and Carrie should continue to be detained in federal custody for the remainder of the federal court process. Both Holfords were brought into court with shackles on their wrist and ankles, with Carrie wearing a Jefferson County Sheriff's Office jumpsuit. A man is under arrest in El Paso County on sexual assault charges, and sheriff's officials believe there could be more victims. The sheriff's office shared the picture of 30-year-old Richard McDaniel today. However, no other details were revealed. The sheriff's office is asking anyone who might have been victimized by McDaniel or who knows anything related to the investigation to come forward. Nearly 24 people are accused of running an illegal pot operation in multiple counties here in Colorado. Also in Florida, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation announced the indictments of 23 people, two of whom work for the federal government. They're facing illegal marijuana manufacturing and distribution charges. The CBI says 9 of the suspects have been arrested and authorities are working to track down the others. Some bad news for a lot of parents. College is about to get more expensive in Colorado Springs in the fall. UCCS plans to raise tuition 3% for in-state students and 4% for those from out of state.
With the rising cost of everything, you know, we've all seen this every day, the rising costs. So we have to balance our budget too.
UCCS spokesperson Chris Valentine says the money is needed to help offset a $4 million budget deficit. The university will also offer early retirement for faculty and is asking several departments to make cuts as well. Valentine noted the majority of the school's revenue comes from tuition. This move comes as the state legislature works to get more funding for the CU system. And all 12 jurors have been seated in former President Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York City. Christian Marks reports.
The jury consists of 7 men and 5 women. This after 2 jurors were dismissed from the panel earlier in the day. 6 alternates must still be selected, and the judge hopes to have that wrapped up by Friday. Opening statements could begin as soon as Monday. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments made to an adult film star ahead of the 2016 election. Meanwhile, speaking right after the 12 jurors were selected, Trump said the whole world is watching this scam and went on to read news articles criticizing the case. Kristen Marks.
Cloudy skies in place across southern Colorado through the evening hours. A few residual rain and snow flurries are possible through about 8 o'clock this evening. And then partly cloudy overnight tonight. Overnight lows dipping into low 30s. Highs will shoot back up into the 40s. Some areas near 50 degrees across the eastern plains on Friday. Partly sunny skies, but then more cloud cover by the afternoon. A few rain showers after 2 p.m. around I-25. and parts of the Palmer Divide, changing over to flurries after 9 p.m. to create a little slush on secondary roads and grassy surfaces across northern El Paso County and Teller County through Friday night before we will clear out by Saturday. Another round of rain and snow showers possible Saturday afternoon. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.